Part 4 consists of two tasks.
You will hear 5 short extracts in which students who are living away from home are talking about their accommodation.
Look at task 1.
For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what led each speaker to choose their current accommodation.
Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the unexpected benefit of their choice of accommodation each speaker mentions. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4.
Speaker 1.
Basically, I'd have taken anything I could get when I first arrived in town. I'd got a place on the course at the last minute, so there was no chance of a room in a student residence. They'd all been allocated. By chance, I found this little room just a stone's throw away from the campus. What clinched it for me was not so much the low rent, though it is cheap, but the fact that there's a big park nearby and I'm a keen runner. Although I'd rather have shared with other students, actually I've come to realise that living alone suits me, because I've been able to get down to my coursework without too many distractions.
Speaker 2.
Living in a student residence has been a very good experience for me. At the beginning I was worried it might be too institutional, but actually you've got your own room and people tend to leave you alone. You can hang out in the shared kitchen if you want company though, and I've actually found I have a lot in common with the people upstairs. I'd never have met them if I hadn't been living here. I was attracted to the place because there's everything you want nearby. Shops, a gym, even a hairdresser which gives a student discount. And it's not too near the campus. I like to get away from all that after lectures.
Speaker 3.
The thing about living in a shared house with other students is that you get invited to parties and things you'd never get to hear about otherwise, which is brilliant. That's why I resisted the temptation to go in with people off my course, because that defeats the object. I knew I wouldn't want to live independently, however, so I was pretty thrilled when a friend of a friend sent me a text saying there was a free room here if I was interested. I didn't know this part of town, but I thought it'd be okay. Turns out it's really multicultural, with loads of ethnic shops and stuff going on that has nothing to do with the university. It's great.
Speaker 4.
The whole point of getting my own place was that I wanted to study when I wanted to and invite people round when I wanted to see them. If you live in a shared house or a residence, you're always having to fit in with other people, and that's not me somehow. Anyway, my flat's tiny, so I don't have many parties, but I get invited out quite a bit. Thing is, the people in the flat downstairs have got a little garden where they grow vegetables and stuff, and they've always got more than they can eat, so they're forever giving me stuff, and they won't take anything for it. I'm saving a fortune on supermarket bills. Who'd have thought it?
Speaker 5.
All my friends said, you'll end up spending more if you live alone, you know. Sharing's much more economical. But I didn't take any notice. I found this flat with a roof terrace at a very reasonable rent and couldn't resist it. The potential for parties and stuff just seemed amazing. I didn't realise the area was so lively, actually, but there's lots of restaurants and places that are always looking for part-time staff. Just as well, because I've resorted to that when I needed to make ends meet. It surprises my friends that I'm good at waitressing, but actually I've always enjoyed it, especially if you kept busy. It's reading for my course I need to knuckle down to.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker 1.
Basically, I'd have taken anything I could get when I first arrived in town. I'd got a place on the course at the last minute, so there was no chance of a room in a student residence. They'd all been allocated. By chance, I found this little room just a stone's throw away from the campus. What clinched it for me was not so much the low rent, though it is cheap, but the fact that there's a big park nearby and I'm a keen runner. Although I'd rather have shared with other students, actually I've come to realise that living alone suits me, because I've been able to get down to my coursework without too many distractions.
Speaker 2.
Living in a student residence has been a very good experience for me. At the beginning, I was worried it might be too institutional, but actually you've got your own room and people tend to leave you alone. You can hang out in the shared kitchen if you want company, though, and I've actually found I have a lot in common with the people upstairs. I'd never have met them if I hadn't been living here. I was attracted to the place because there's everything you want nearby. Shops, a gym, even a hairdresser which gives a student discount. And it's not too near the campus. I like to get away from all that after lectures.
Speaker 3.
The thing about living in a shared house with other students is that you get invited to parties and things you'd never get to hear about otherwise, which is brilliant. That's why I resisted the temptation to go in with people off my course, because that defeats the object. I knew I wouldn't want to live independently, however, so I was pretty thrilled when a friend of a friend sent me a text saying there was a free room here if I was interested. I didn't know this part of town, but I thought it'd be okay. Turns out it's really multicultural, with loads of ethnic shops and stuff going on that has nothing to do with the university. It's great.
Speaker 4.
The whole point of getting my own place was that I wanted to study when I wanted to and invite people round when I wanted to see them. If you live in a shared house or a residence, you're always having to fit in with other people, and that's not me somehow. Anyway, my flat's tiny, so I don't have many parties, but I get invited out quite a bit. Thing is, the people in the flat downstairs have got a little garden where they grow vegetables and stuff, and they've always got more than they can eat, so they're forever giving me stuff, and they won't take anything for it. I'm saving a fortune on supermarket bills. Who'd have thought it?
Speaker 5.
All my friends said, you'll end up spending more if you live alone, you know. Sharing's much more economical. But I didn't take any notice. I found this flat with a roof terrace at a very reasonable rent and couldn't resist it. The potential for parties and stuff just seemed amazing. I didn't realise the area was so lively, actually, but there's lots of restaurants and places that are always looking for part-time staff. Just as well, because I've resorted to that when I needed to make ends meet. It surprises my friends that I'm good at waitressing, but actually I've always enjoyed it, especially if you kept busy. It's reading for my course I need to knuckle down to.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.